Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, thank you for joining me for today's episode. Today you are getting another preview. Well, it's not really a preview, but you are invited to another private channeling session between myself and Aaron, where it was the first time I actually tried channeling the energy of a planet. I didn't know what kind of planet was going to come in, but we were definitely in the mood to practice, so I got a surprise, and it was the planet Mars, and it's pretty amusing, as you'll hear throughout the entire session. There is some bad language in this episode, so just be warned. Otherwise, I really hope that you enjoy today's channeled episode. All right, take care and enjoy.
All right, do you feel anything or no?
I do, but I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so I will ask. So we are trying to connect to one of the planets, if they're willing to connect with us. Can you let us know who is here, what energies are here today?
Just heard it, Mars.
Mars, okay.
Yes.
Cool. Wow. Mars
energy.
Mars energy. Okay, thank you for showing up today. Can you tell us why you decided to show up today?
I heard Deanna is most aligned with this. With this of force, with this type of energy.
Why is she most aligned?
First, I heard it works well with her system because she is a force of nature. She's a forceful being.
yes, very true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since we're talking about Deanna, I will go ahead and ask, how can Deanna work with you? Since you align with her, what can she do to work with you better?
First, I heard that, you know, she's a creator. She uses her energy forcefully to get things done, to manifest of her own free will. She gathers data uniquely, processes it, and uses it to create like a machine.
Wow.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yes.
And actually, I'm going to ask this because I probably should have asked this and then asked that question. But can you let us know what your purpose is and just how people in general can work with you?
He said Mars is a tool of strength, like an iron. It rules like an iron fist. It's necessary to help people with, it's interesting, he said gathering tools necessary to help others in need, help others to create what is necessary for your realm. Strength matters. That is the energy that Mars carries, is really strength. Domination, like domineering, a very domineering, like warrior-like energy. Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, that does answer the question.
Okay, sorry.
So does this mean that Mars is more aligned with masculine energy?
In a way, yes. In a way, it does. It aligns well with that. And
okay,
I heard very domineering.
Okay, so how could someone who's maybe more on the feminine side work with this energy?
They would need to tap into that part of themselves that has remained dormant. They would need to work on gathering their strength, trusting themselves, and taking the steps necessary to fulfill their will. They need to have very strong willpower, and that's what they need to work on, is what it's saying.
Okay. How could they... Is there something you can tell us that they can specifically do for someone who's maybe not, you know, not aware of how to connect with that? Like, what would you suggest that they do?
Are you saying connect with Mars?
To connect with Mars or to connect with that more domineering energy. Is there something you can, like a way to describe it so that, you know, we can repeat that, or someone could act that out to help themselves?
First, I heard is that people have to learn to rely on their own strength. This is something that is necessary everybody has strength within them. He said there's all type. He said there's two. There's really two core types of strength per hit per this. I don't know. It's very masculine, so I'm just saying him. There's a soft inner strength, and then there's domination and control, like power over others, over something else, like a machine. He said everyone has unique qualities about them. To tap into their inner strength, I feel like he's saying inner strength, they must proceed softly. I don't know what that means, but proceed softly. It is not domineering, but there still lies willpower. There's still a strength. There isn't a heaviness associated with it. Does that make sense so far?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And with, it's interesting. He said, like, with the other strength, it is like you're going to have to learn to re-engineer yourself. That's what he's saying. Re-engineer how you think and how you see yourself, to take action steps. All of life, I swear he said, is a necessary risk. Everything that you do carries with it a sense of risk. Nothing here is guaranteed. Once you realize this, you will see that you already have strength. It is already there. You have strength when you pick up your life after things have fallen apart. You have strength when you lose, but still continue on. Everyone has strength inside of them. They must re-engineer the way they think about themselves to muster a different type of strength. And they must rely on that and build it. Did that answer your question? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, that's pretty good. That was a lot. Okay, that's a great answer. So can we work with Mars to manifest things in our life?
I heard you can. And he wants to say that word again, willpower. It's the power of your will, of your might, of your strength to get things done. He said many people have that. Others, I'm not saying it that way. Hold on. I'm not saying it that way.
Just say
others,
it.
Others are weak inside. Sorry. That's a terrible way of putting it. But he said, okay, he's saying this. Others are very distracted. Like people are distracted right now by other things. So they're not looking for that, Aaron. If that makes sense.
They're not looking to create and bring things about that they would like in life.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's either like distraction, or they do not believe in themselves, is what I heard, to bring things about from the inside out with their might. Remember, he kind of wants to reiterate, like, this is more of a forceful energy.
Okay. So then, is he saying that if I wanted to manifest something, all I need to do is will it to happen? Is that kind of what he says?
He says it is a collaboration. It is your willpower, your strength, your might. And he said, and your thought power. It is a combination of these things, of these factors, to create.
Okay. So I'm going to use, you know, Deanna as an example. What can Deanna do, and how can Deanna manifest with Mars using these attributes?
He said she has willpower, and it is great. She is a force. She is a forceful being. She does things her way. Specifically, she relies on her own strength to complete her tasks. And he actually said she relies on this for her life. Her own inner power to manifest. Her energy is already aligned. And he said, oh, that's very sweet. He said, I'm a quick learner.
It's fluffing your feathers. how about me? Is Mars a planet that I should be working with?
I heard you most definitely can, is what I just got. If you would like, tap into this, tap into your own inner strength. Create your story, Aaron. I heard that. That's very unique. He said, create your story, create what it is, create what you want your life to be. And do not be afraid to say that, what it is you truly want, regardless of what others think or how they will judge your character and what it is you wish to amass. Utilize this. Utilize the energy of willpower. Oh, fortitude, by the way, he said fortitude and strength. You can collaborate with your mind, with your heart, with your strength, and with your might. If you would like to work more closely with Mars energy, tap into this, ask it for help. Call upon its guidance to magnify your strength so that you will have the energy to create for yourself what it is you have asked for. Work alongside this energy. Let it manifest through you.
That's super good.
You have, he says, you have what it takes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is Mars a planet I'm aligned with, or is there another planet that aligns with me better?
I heard there is another.
Which
I'm
planet?
Just double checking to make sure I heard the planet. Hold on. Did I hear this right? And I heard, yes, you did. Jupiter.
No way. I heard that in my head.
Yeah, Jupiter.
I when I first asked it, I've heard Jupiter in my head, but I was just like, okay, well, what, let's see what, oh my God, why Jupiter?
I know, this is like, I got the chills. I don't know. I'm like so nervous now.
But it's funny that we do this and we're like super shocked every time.
Yes, I know. Okay, why, let me ask Mars. Why does Aaron's energy align more with Jupiter? I heard it's an energetic being. This is interesting. Have you ever heard, I don't understand this, Aaron. We're going to have to ask for confirmation. Have you ever heard that Jupiter carries what's called chaos magic?
Oh my God. Okay. No, I didn't know that, but go ahead. I know what that is.
Okay. I don't even know what that shit is. Sorry. Okay,
we can talk offline.
Okay. Cause I was like, am I making shit up? Okay. Hold on, Mars. Sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Holy crap. Okay. Continue.
I just heard it's a specific type of energy for you to create. Its energy is great. It is wild, ill-tempered at times, but it is useful for someone like yourself, specifically seeking for help with your role in things and with your mind, which can also be ill-tempered. The chaos magic or the chaos itself will help guide you. Okay, I'm going to say this, guide you on the narrow path. I don't know what that means, but that's what I heard.
I know what you're talking about.
And then it said, yes, they said it's an element of truth. It'll be helpful. It's wise. They said Jupiter is a very wise planet and it has the energy of like a wise elder.
Okay.
And this will suffice for you. That's interesting.
So what this is, so can I just ask him, I'm not going to go into details, but given what you just said, I'm on the correct path. Is that true or false?
It's funny because he said you always are.
Okay. Well, okay. Sorry. It's like, holy crap. I was just like thrown across the field, but it totally makes sense. That is, we will talk after. Okay. This is amazing. Sorry. I'm super excited.
It's fucking cool.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go on to my next question. So because a lot of times we're aligned, and I don't know, maybe zodiac sign's not the correct usage of the word, but like a lot of us are, you know, aligned to planets. And usually I guess we say like, you know, I'm a Capricorn. So like, is our sun sign or our zodiac sign kind of a signifier of what planet we work with or we should work with best? That makes sense.
I heard it could be. It really depends on your abilities and your greatest strengths here and what it is you're trying to manifest. So he's telling me, which is kind of funny, he said Mars is a rigid planet. And he's saying that I'm a rigid person. I'm sorry.
This is killing
That's hilarious.
me. Sorry, I need to get the giggles out because I can't focus.
No, I mean, well, that's fine. He was telling me that, like, with chaos magic or whatever, Jupiter is chaotic. That's like, I'm like, okay.
He's saying that, wait a minute, I'm asking, is this me or is this Aaron? He's saying that I am uniquely aligned with Mars. But yes, and I'm an earth sign too, right? And earth signs are rigid. So in this case, it works. But for others, there's not a direct equivalent, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And Jupiter is the biggest, and it's a gas planet, right?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Okay.
A spacious one, he said.
Okay, that I need to. I have some work to do after this.
You're connecting with Jupiter when I'm done, so we're just gonna get this done tonight.
Awesome. Okay, and then so I do have another question. So for anyone that listens to this, what message do you have for them that you could help them with or guide them?
He's asking, are you asking specifically for his energy or for the multitudes, like are you asking about the entire solar system?
Well, actually, let's start with your energy, and then if you wouldn't mind going through the solar system, or what specific planets?
This is a hefty request.
Well, let's start with his energy, and then we can go from there.
Sure. He said that if someone is looking for help with, yes, the energy of rulership, leadership, like ruling over others, being in a position of power, then it would suit them to call upon Mars energy for guidance. And being in a position of power that is enlightened and not so fear-based, he said, or domineering. While that energy is present, it is too masculine, like in a negative way, is what he's saying.
Okay.
But this energy is present. If you wish to connect with it, it is available. Can you ask him one question? Because this is something I'm wondering. Is it difficult? Like, do you have to, okay, this is such an asshole question, but is it difficult for just the average person to connect to the energy of a planet? Or do you have to be, I don't know, meditating for a long time? Like, I'm curious about that.
Oh, that is a great question. Yeah. So what is the process for someone to connect? And do you have to be gifted in some way?
It isn't necessary, he said, to be gifted, gifted in a way. He said, have faith in yourself and have faith in the planetary system and in the stars. Everything, he said, that lies ahead or everything that is present is valuable, of course, but he said, it's all energy. No matter what you call it specifically, every creation of God's is an energetic being, whether it is a planet or a plant. Connect.
Wait. Sorry, go ahead.
No, he's saying connect to it. Just ask. Make yourself.
Did he just say any creation of God?
Is it any creation of God is yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, got it. Okay. I was like, wait, did I hear that right? And then I was also, I think, interpreting that wrong. But I was thinking I thought I heard any creation of a god, such as a planet or a plant. And so I was like, wait, are each plant?
Think of it like this. Many, 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 am I hearing this correctly? Many people, I'm going to use that word in case I misheard, are connecting to the energy of Gaia, a living being.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that we too are living beings energetically with a mind of our own and a perspective. If you would like to learn, ask for a way to be shown. Mm-hmm. That's what I got.
Okay. That
and he said this, and that applies to every planet. It applies to everything, he said. Actually, it's not just the planets, to the stars, as well, and other systems of light. It applies to all things. He said, "What from the visible to the invisible."
Okay. All right. And that's all of my questions. Is there any last message you'd like to give us?
He said he wants you to heed his words, and me too, heed what he said tonight and really think about it. And heed your strength, heed your willpower. He said that you have a great mind, Aaron. And you have the capacity to will it, whatever's in your mind, into existence.
I've seen
and it's
that.
So funny because he's showing me, he said he's showing it to me. So I'm assuming this is what he means. Have you ever seen the picture of an iron fist?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That's what he's showing me for you. It's time to be more assertive with yourself about doing what it is you really want.
That's true. I have gotten a little lazy.
He's like, yeah, you need to be a little bit more assertive with yourself.
Okay. Okay. Well, that is, are there anything else he wants to say for you or the general people of the world?
Does he think I'm super a controlling person? That's what I want to know.
No.
Do you think I'm a controlling person or naive or what's the deal?
I'm going to ask that question since he's still here. Can you let us know, Mars? Do you think this about Deanna? Is she controlling? Should she loosen up?
He just says she has great strength, but she needs to learn how to control her temper.
And that's it.
He's right. He's right. I mean, it's freaking true. I know. I'm learning. And he's saying, he said, yes, you're learning in the school of hard knocks.
Jeez.
This is hilarious. Okay, I'm going to let him, hold on. I'm going to tell him first and foremost, thank you for coming. It's very interesting because the whole time I feel like I've been sitting on Mars. Everything is red and the dust and the sand are red this whole time. This is
That's
really
awesome.
Interesting. It is. And he's giving me a crown. Well, thank you very much. You're very, very kind. Come again another day. I'm going to disconnect.
Something tells me this won't be the last time we work with him.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.